Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food with Delaney Mears.
Everyone's got to eat, Delaney, but there's a way of doing it that makes it more fun.
That's true.
Tell us all about that.
Well, what a question. Making it yourself is always reasonably fun. Is it? Sometimes. Yeah, food. You really threw me with
I just wanted to leave you a big, wide open Auckland domain size playing field there. Ooh. To just lob in with whatever topic you like this morning.
Yeah, well,
I've already found out what that dessert restaurant is that you talked about the other week.
Yes, Giappo.
Yeah.
Yes, ice cream, delicious.
Yeah, no one's.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no one needs to know that. Well, as I was telling you, I mean, I always talk about bringing food in, and then last night, you know, I was struck with a craving. I made a giant.
What time? Because I know you're watching the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony,
yes.
So did that help, that sort of...
No, funnily enough, this craving was the day before. And you know when you just can't think, you think about something for 24 hours and you're like, I must
obsessed.
Make it.
Obsessed, that's obsession.
I must make it.
Yeah. And what was it?
Macaroni cheese.
Oh.
It's been years since I've made it, years. And, you know, it's a valiant attempt. It's quite thick. I sort of over-thickened the roux, if you like. So
we're not here to judge you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's neat that you did it because I mean it's the level of, you know, home cooking. I guess mac and cheese starts at the bottom.
Yep.
People get that done and then they go, right, I've nailed that.
But
and then it's forgotten.
Yeah, nailing that sauce though. You know, getting that butter and the flour into a gooey ball and then adding the milk and thickening it up. You know, like a proper good cheesy.
Is there a sauce. Do you sort of work to an ideal?
As far as quantity goes,
like you know, do you have a vision in your head of a particular one that you've had before, or just how you
actually the best one
with
I
your
made,
professional gastro?
I'm
skills.
Very I'm very critical. Again, it comes back to nostalgia.
Put your hands on your hips. Well, you're telling me that that's quite good. Yeah.
It comes back to nostalgia, like so many food things. And you know, my mum made a killer mac and cheese when we were young, and always better the next day. Either you know, have a few cold bits and then chuck it in the microwave. And so I just keep it very, very simple, and that's what I enjoy. So that's what I did last night.
Let's take the lid off and have a look at it, shall we?
I actually
you've eaten it all.
I actually zhuzhed this one up with chili flakes on top.
Yeah, the classic Delaney chili flake. Yeah,
yeah.
We talked about that last week. Yeah.
You know, just right.
Great.
And then I actually put it. I had some fancy truffle salt.
Shut up.
That a fancy shop had sent me. Thanks, Sebastian.
I had a dream that I was a truffle farmer.
Ah.
Yeah.
Have you been to a truffle farm?
I don't even know how they farm. But I was just everyone was talking to me about my truffles, and I was going, oh, really? Yeah, no, they're great. Yeah.
I went to
just
a truffle.
Shave them on the thing. And
I went to a truffle farm in North Canterbury. And, you know, they grow under the ground and
they have
dogs that sniff them out.
Yes, that's right.
This beagle was just sniffing them out.
Just loving it. That's his job. That's his thing in life.
That's great.
Just a kiwi pond sniffing them.
Anyway, so I made a giant vat of macaroni cheese and ate it whilst watching athletes at the... I ate it before watching all the athletes at the Commonwealth Games.
Give yourself fuel to get excited about.
Fuel to get excited. Yeah. And I was thinking about, you know, in America there's that whole Super Bowl, like, food thing, and people tend to go crazy with, like, bowls of chili and nachos and really...
At sports.
Fatty. Yeah. Fatty.
You mean like
foods.
In the crowd and stuff or watching at home? Or
at home.
Both? At home, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Both, yeah. I mean, a lot of the food magazines I follow online sort
it's
of...
It's not really American something you do with like athletics or even netball.
No. I was just thinking it's definitely like
a... big tub of chicken watching the...
like a spectator...
Relay or
food
something.
Thing. Swimming. That people just want to eat fatty gross foods while watching peak athletes just be amazing.
People like to eat and need to eat and some...
Anyway.
Yeah. It's just a good excuse, you know? Cause
it is.
Because everyone's focused on something.
Yeah.
And you can all keep talking about that while you just eat.
Yeah, totally. But I had a question this week.
From a listener?
Where do you get a good sandwich in Auckland?
Oh, good question,
great
listener.
Question.
Great question.
When
you think first of sandwich, well done, listener. Is sandwich, we're thinking like slice of bread, stuff in the middle, slice of bread on top?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not talking like a sub or some sort of an open sandwich.
No.
So we're talking the good, honest sandwich.
Just a solid sandwich.
Yeah.
And you were just saying off air that there used to be a good old fashioned sandwich bar. On High Street.
I think it was called Delishimo's. It was years and years and years and years ago. And it was just delicious. You just made a massive stack of fresh, yummy, succulent ingredients. And then that's just the veggie sandwich I used to get every day. It was beautiful.
Yeah, there was one when I went to uni in Wellington called Sir Breadwin's. And they would just make it in front of you. Vogel's bread. Yeah, I used to get the BLT. heaps of avocado. It was just so good. And it was like $5. That's the thing. I think sandwiches have crept up into that sort of, you know, hovering around the $10 mark now.
For a sandwich? Yeah. Oh, there'd be people out there that make their own going, oh, you're joking.
Yeah. Well, I had a really good one at Fort Greene on K Road in St. Kevin's Arcade. They make their
own... Have your best sandwich, please.
Yes, they make their own bread. They make their own hot sauce. They make donuts on Wednesdays. And it's a couple that run it. They're, like, you know,
owner operators. They make the donuts on Wednesdays because that's the middle day of the week and they don't round the... No.
Well, where are you going with that?
I was just thinking why you'd make them on Wednesdays in particular.
Well, I think it's good
I think
to have...
it's in the middle of the week and they go around the Wednesday. Shush, Mike.
Yeah.
Shush.
I reckon it's good to have something like that one day so your customers know on that day that's what they're going to get, so they come on for Donut Wednesday. But I had a sandwich there and it was like a homemade fish finger with smoked kawai.
Yeah.
And it was on like a pea puree and it had this chunky homemade... like kind of tartar situation. And God, it was good. Hell of a sandwich.
Hell of a sandwich, a sandwich to remember. And what about something, what about just a one ingredient sandwich? Like, is there somebody, is there somebody that can just go, oh, so I want an egg sandwich or I want a, I mean, I don't want an egg sandwich.
No, an egg sandwich. I certainly don't.
They seem to sell a lot of them at petrol stations though, don't they?
Yeah.
The home of a good sandwich. But,
you
know, like, so just for one, is there a place that just makes a, you know, the perfect one item? Do you mean like a smear of some butter? I don't have butter on anything.
If you want like a one ingredient sandwich, like a very homely one ingredient sandwich, there's Ollie's in Royal Oak, which just does like...
It's an ice cream shop, man.
Yeah, but it's like...
I thought
like,
they were toasties, though.
I mean, does that count?
No.
I
think it's easier to do. Yeah, just... I just want a lettuce sandwich or a tomato sandwich.
You
or
want a
like
tea
that.
Rooms? You want a tea rooms?
Yeah, but there must be somewhere that does the quintessential one.
Does the Smith and Coe's Cafe still have like a tea rooms in it? That's what I think of. I think of like going to a department store with my grandma and eating like a ham and mustard. I used to go
that would count.
White bread, triangles.
Yeah. Well, maybe a listener might have a suggestion there.
Yeah, just a straight
up. Texting to 5395.
Straight up sandwich.
Just a straight up sandwich. I mean, I'm just chucking it out there. I'm not going to go and buy one.
Yeah. Well, it was great.
I just chuck it into a thing, make it into a smoothie.
A sandwich smoothie?
Well, you're just
taking the piss. That's ludicrous.
Pastrami on rye in Ellerslie is amazing. There you go.
Oh, yep. I've heard of that place too. Now, Joe Guy suggested Goodness Gracious, which is that bagel place at the top of New North Road where Mount Eden Road meets it.
Oh, yes.
And
again, that's like bagels, so...
We can't really... But across the road from there, down Basque Street, there's a little cafe called Coffee Pen. It's one of my favourite little
hideouts. I've been there,
hideouts.
Yeah, that's really
and
nice.
And they've got great sandwiches. They make everything themselves as well.
Delaney, before I forget, for weeks and weeks and weeks, someone keeps banging on the door saying, saffron! Where's the saffron?
What of it?
Where is it?
What do you mean?
What's the gag? What's happening?
It's not a gag. No, this person wants to know, where's the saffron? Is it hard to get or something?
What do they want to know?
They just keep texting saffron. They want to know about saffron. What is it? Where's it come from? Why is
saffron.
It popular? What's it good with?
Well,
maybe they've got a glut of saffron at their house.
Let me tell you.
It's got some saffron that fell off the back of a truck or something.
This is so funny because saffron is actually on my radar. A woman in North Canterbury has been growing it at her permaculture farm. So she picked saffron the other day, and it's this
pretty wanky farming down there, don't they?
It's the stems. It's the stems from, you know, the plant. The flower's actually purple. And I actually got sent some earlier this year, and it's Iranian. So there's a company that imports it from Iran. They have shares in the farm, and it's very expensive. That's the thing with saffron. So by weight, I think it's more expensive than maybe
I think
gold.
I've seen
I don't know.
Something
it's
like that in
it's
the documentary,
you know, it's just these little red. Sort of stamens that have dried out. Mm. So
Smell or taste or both?
Subtle, very subtle colour, light fragrance food. I learnt that you're actually supposed to grind it first because I always thought, you know, recipes say put a pinch of saffron in, put a pinch into your rice and you get saffron rice and it's beautifully coloured and lightly fragranced. But you're actually supposed to grind it first and then the colour and fragrance permeates much better.
Mm, that's a good trick to know.
So, when I was at Taste of Auckland last year, one of the chefs, he was grinding it up. It was the chef from Cazador, did this amazing dish with saffron rice and, like, kind of slow cooked duck and I think like a tangy yogurt and herbs and nuts, and it was a sort of gorgeous Persian dish. So yeah, saffron. What else do I know?
No, that's that done.
I put a pinch in with some of my preserved peaches earlier this year with gin and cracked them on the weekend. Bright yellow.
Oh, that's a bit quick, isn't it?
Surely bit of vanilla ice cream.
Saffron's so good for like syrupy desserts.
Yeah, totally great for a syrup.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. And
like as opposed to you take out and put saffron in, what would be? Say,
well, any kind of herb or spice, I suppose. Right. Yeah, you get a bit of, like I said, colour and fragrance. Now, we've had some texts.
Yeah, quite a few suggestions of a good sandwich place.
White roll, butter cheddar, white onion, sold at the end of the bar in a pub.
Ah, pint to wash it down. You're onto something.
Hungry Crocodile in Derby Street?
Where's Derby Street?
Isn't that in town?
Yeah.
It's in the town, quite close.
Oh, Hare and the Turtle in New Windsor. I've heard of that place.
Okay, here's the question regarding Sapphire. Why do no supermarkets carry it?
Oh, they should do in the spice section. It's very expensive. People probably steal it. Probably pocket it. No, that's probably bad to say. But if you go, I know Masterfoods used to do.
You're right.
You know, in the spice section, at some supermarkets, they now have like vanilla pods and they have little square boxes of saffron. Otherwise, I think you can buy it online quite easily.
You can also buy them at Indian spice shops.
Yeah, Indian spice shops. And like there's a Persian supermarket.
Top in town, Sandringham Road, Mardell's on Mini Street.
Joe Guy's got it.
Got it.
There's a Persian supermarket on Dominion Road too.
There we go. There's your answer.
That's answered your saffron questions, listener.
Delaney, thank you so much for coming in. Always a pleasure.
Thanks very much.
What will you be cooking this evening?
This evening it's the Silver Ferns' first game in the Commonwealth Games, so I'll be eating Mum and Dad's home cooking at their house.
Because your sister's in the team.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck to her.
Hey, good luck to all of them.
Woo!
Nom 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.